From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump refined his gun control views Thursday, saying he wants only the most trained 20-40% of teachers to carry concealed weapons to thwart school massacres.
These are experts. These would be people that actually would want them. And it would be a small percentage, but it would be a lot of people. And once you do this, you will have a situation where all of a sudden this horrible plague will stop.
Trump said he will be strongly pushing comprehensive background checks of gun buyers, raising the age to buy assault-style rifles from 18 to 21, and ending the sale of bump stocks that increase the firepower of some weapons. His thoughts on gun control came a day after meeting at the White House with survivors of schoolhouse shooting rampages and relatives of victims. The UN envoy for Syria is decrying a recent upsurge in violence in the country, expressing concern that the eastern Ghouta region near Damascus could fall victim to widespread bloodshed like that of northern Aleppo more than a year ago.
In an increasing incremental militarization of the conflict in eastern Ghouta, where civilians are suffering.
Stefan de Mistura says world powers are not doing enough to halt the violence over the rebel-held enclave east of the capital that is besieged by government forces. A U.S. airstrike against al-Shabaab militants in Somalia killed four members of the al-Qaeda-linked Islamist insurgency group. The strike, which took place Wednesday near the town of Jamame, was coordinated with the Somalia's government and the U.S. Africa Command said it did not assess any civilians had been killed in the airstrike. This is VOA News. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has been named as one of the worst performing leaders in terms of human rights by Amnesty International.
The deliberate, unlawful, and widespread killings of thousands of alleged drug offenders appeared to be systematic, planned, organized, and encouraged by the authorities.
Speaking at a news conference in Manila, the organization's Philippine Section Director, Jose Alonso, also said that the actions may have constituted crimes against humanity. Kenya's High Court on Thursday began hearing arguments in a case that challenges parts of the penal code, seen as targeting the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender communities. The National Gay and Lesbian Human Rights Commission argues that sections of the code are in breach of the Constitution. The commission's executive director, Eric Gattari.
Homosexuality, which we are challenging today, is consensual same-sex intimacy, which is criminalized in our law. And our argument is that it's unconstitutional, it encourages discrimination, and violates the rights of human beings in Kenya.
Many countries across Africa have laws against homosexuality. It is not immediately clear when a ruling in Kenya is expected. The United Nations Refugee Agency says protests by Congolese refugees in Rwanda have turned violent with several people injured and that police have fired into the air to disperse them. Jeff Custer has the details.
Tensions are high over cuts in food rations. UN official Daniela Ionita says refugees refuse to return to Gazebo camp in western Rwanda, despite pleas from government officials. The demonstrations demanding better living conditions or relocation began Tuesday. Rwanda hosts over 17,000 refugees from Congo. Most are women and children. The World Food Program cut rations by 25% in January because of low funding, and further cuts are possible. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Three Egyptian policemen were able to catch a 5-year-old child as he fell from a third-floor apartment balcony in Assiut, saving the boy's life. The ministry said the child was unharmed, but one of the policemen was injured and was sent to a nearby hospital for treatment. The United States will compete for a gold medal in the men's curling after knocking out their Canadian opponents 5-3 in a tense semifinal showdown at the Pyeongchang Winter Olympics. The U.S. victory Thursday is a remarkable turnaround for a team that hasn't made the Olympic podium since the 2006 Turin Games when they won a bronze medal. Just as remarkable was the loss for Canada, which has won the gold medal in the men's curling event at the last three Winter Olympics. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit our website. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.